host Daniel Brinkman, live from sunny Florida, which is very cool. Wish you were here. I guess you're kind of here. We got a video. We got some interviews. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. We're simulcasting video and on the radio. We're trying to do more videos. People seem to like that more. And it's more educated. I don't know. People just like it. Your video killed the radio star. I had to get a shirt on. I got pants on. I'm ready for the whole deal. We got Robert Redfern waiting, and we're excited. Our websites are thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Our YouTube channel, the Power Hour Radio Show. You can put that in search. You'll see our symbol, the TPH with the lightning bolt in it. And then you can see these videos. We'll have them posted up in the next day or two. And other videos, the Sheriff Mac. Get that Sheriff Mac video out. That's very important that people understand a couple critical issues. Before we go to our guest, Robert, we got Robert Rowan. Two Roberts. Roberts are wild today. Isn't it weird? We have, like, it's weird, Robert. We have, like, Sherry Tenpenny and Sherry Rogers on the same day all the time. It just works out that way. Well, today, Roberts are wild. A couple news stories. One I want to bring to your attention. There was a stabbing, and this seems odd that I'm talking about this, but you'll get the point. There was a stabbing in Utah where somebody went on social media, got a date, and then they went on the first date, whatever, and the guy stabbed. I don't know. Maybe he didn't like dinner. I don't know. I have no idea. Stabbed the girl. Why do I bring that up? Because if that was a gun, you would have heard nonstop about how guns are killing people and we need to stop guns. You didn't hear hardly anything about the stabbing, that people die with knives. China's banned guns, and they have somebody snaps every once in a while, and they stab 40 or 50 people, and it has happened. Nobody clamors about getting rid of knives. So it's just another illogical brick to lay on the wall of whatever. It's just illogical. It's un-American. Our freedom comes from God in this country. Well, really from all countries, but in our country, the law protects it. So be careful, corporate media. They have angles and they're telling you something very important. You see that. Anyway, I digress. I thought that was important to bring up. Our first guest is, of course, the Good Health Naturally. He is a health advocate, a health expert. He saw problems. He burst onto the scene worldwide with Curcumin, which is a flagship product that we sell. We're going to talk about some improvements in that. He is a friend of the Power Hour. We are so excited to have him. Robert Redfern, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you very much, Daniel. It's really good to be here and to see you and be live. It's really, really good feeling.
Yes, it is very good to see you from across the pond. Technology. See, everybody says technology is bad. Look at all the things. But this is great. This is the great part about technology.
It made us. It truly made us all together because up until 2000, we were selling but really struggling. Then all of a sudden, the internet came on. We came on the internet. I introduced serrapeptase first, if you remember, and that took off all the way around the internet. And then I introduced Curcumin, and that took off all around the internet. I introduced MaxiFocus for eyesight. That took off. And then the rest is history. Joyce found us, and we came over to the Power Hour. And we've gone side by side with changing the world.
How did Joyce find you originally? Did she just find you on the internet, or somebody lead you to her, or how did that work out?
I think she found us by somebody calling in and asking her about our products. And so she searched us and found us. And to begin with, she just said, will you send me information? I said, no, they're too good for that. I said, I want to come over and explain to them. She said, you don't want to come all the way to Missouri. I said, yeah, I do. So I found how to get there, which was quite strange, going through Kansas City, then driving for seeming like miles and miles through countryside. But I finally found it. And as we say, the rest is history. We just been on a journey together. And Joyce has stepped off the train, as we say, and gone to a different place, and we're still on the train and going forward with everybody.
Well, we're so glad that you've found the power all those years. And Joyce had a knack. She had a instinct to find certain people. She's like a bloodhound. Those people who are out there doing the things that you're doing, we're so happy to be involved with you as always. Obviously, the major discussion around the world, around the campfire, so to speak, whether it's corporate media or people at home, is this COVID situation. You, in your current newsletter, I should say, you have some articles about that, people at risk, some different information. Let's discuss that a little bit, your perspective.
Well, it's when I first started with COVID, I thought they were just confused. they didn't really understand what was going on. It was just another flu virus. But as time's gone on, I'm not quite sure there is not some, if you like, master plan behind it. And I don't mean the ordinary governments. I mean the people behind the governments. And they saw an opportunity because with all the flu epidemics that's happened over the years with SARS and avian flu and all these others, they came and went, and they said at the time, oh, this is a disaster, everybody's going to die. But the truth is that everybody didn't die. Some people died, all the time. But afterwards, when the post-mortem was done about the happening, it wasn't really a problem. But this, it wasn't good enough for the pharmaceutical cartel, because they want people to be beholden to them. They want them enslaved, if you like, with their drugs. And so somebody got the opportunity now. They saw an opportunity. Now, some people say that it was actually manipulated, the whole opportunity. It was a careful plan. But they frightened all the governments of the world, except a few. Sweden, they didn't frighten, and a few other governments. But they frightened them into doing this lockdown, house arrest, whatever. What's the nice words they use in the USA?
Martial law.
Shelter.
Prison.
Shelter. Shelter.
Shelter
much
in
better
place.
Than house arrest.
Shelter in place. It sounds so friendly. Oh, I love the shelter in place.
Yeah. Now, you see, this is another thing. All the words they're making up to go along with this, the slogans, you know, it's so well planned that it cannot be just, if you like, a chance situation that's happened. And that's what's happened now.
Well, you said a very provocative statement that there's some kind of plan behind this. And for people who are listening may think, oh, I'm tired of hearing this conspiracy theory. The points that you're bringing up now are, I think, vital to seeing this. Whether this was planned from the beginning, whether they took advantage of an opportunity or whatever the situation, the words they use, the way they use them, the coordinated effort on corporate media, the coordinated effort with these governments. I mean, when has the world ever got most of the governments to agree on anything? And yet they agreed just like that, at the drop of a hat, boom. And all the words and the PR around it, that was without question, that was orchestrated, certainly.
Well, the governments, I think, were frightened into it, but
by who? By the WHO?
But all the by the chief medical officers in each country, they were part of the plan, without any doubt. You know, I mean, in the USA, it's Fauci. In the UK, it was a guy called Neil Ferguson from Imperial College. You know what I mean? All the people were around. There's only a few countries, if you like, managed to resist the whispering in the ear of the prime ministers or the presidents. And but they had the script in their hand or behind their back. And so they taught the prime minister or the presidents of each country what the words were. And they just went along with it because they were probably genuinely frightened. They were told that millions of people are going to die. This is the worst virus ever known to mankind. But it wasn't true, and it isn't true.
Well, I'm not going to defend every little thing that Trump does, but I will. You know, I've heard people criticize, well, he should have never went along with this. But you know, at to some degree, if Trump would have stood up to this and said, "I'm not doing any of it," I mean, he would have got crucified. And God forbid, who knows if it would have been dangerous, if it would have been millions of people really die, then he looks, forget it. I mean, he was almost, this became a situation where leaders were almost forced to do something. It was a no-win situation, it seemed like.
They were blackmailed into it. Blackmailed
like, yeah.
by the threat of the millions dying. But the truth is, there's very few extra people dying compared to, say, 2018 was the last flu epidemic that was a little bit strong. In the UK, and I'm sure it must be the same in the USA, I cannot believe it's any different because we've got a similar lifestyle. The numbers are going to be maybe 10 or 20,000 extra people dead compared to 2018. That's not a lot of people. That's a small amount of people. In the UK, 50,000 people die in hospitals from sepsis that could easily be resolved by giving them vitamin C intravenously. And that study was done in the USA. So if 50,000 people can die every year, year in, year out, yet an extra 10 or 20,000 people die from this virus, flu epidemic, stroke, whatever it is, it's nothing comparatively. So, and it must be the same in the USA. So people are dying all the time. They're dying from all sorts of reasons. But bad treatment in hospitals is one of the main causes of death. And look what happened when they started using these ventilators and were killing people. Honest doctors stood up and tried to be counted, and they really got shouted down by the corporate media, and they're still being shouted down. I was listening to a doctor talking today in the UK on YouTube, and he said when he stood up and tried to denounce what was going on, he has had the most terrible attacks on him, and they're trying to get him struck off as a doctor.
You've added your voice. You're a health professional. You are a health advocate. You are a world-class health advocate. And your voice, what you're saying is at first was unique, but now people like yourself, they're coming out and speaking very plainly about this and saying what you're saying. And when you see like this doctor presenting their facts, presenting their opinions and saying what they're saying, and now they're getting ostracized. I mean, one cannot help but think, oh my God, what is the extent of this? What is the extent of the fraud? What are they trying to do here? That's one thing. I think that's pretty well established, certainly in independent media in America. Shows like this, what you've done, YouTube.
Yeah.
I think they've established that, at least that side of people listening. Now, let's try to separate fact from fiction as far as the virus itself. Okay, all that's certainly appears true, that there's some kind of manipulation, some kind of plan, some kind of effort to shut people up. Okay, now let's talk about the virus itself. Let's separate fact from fiction. Who's really at risk and what are we really looking at?
So what we're looking at is it's a coronavirus. All the other flus are coronavirus, and that's a fact. They say this is a different one. I'll go along with them. I don't care. But people who are not at risk are not dying from it. No matter what they say, people that are not at risk. Now, a person at
risk.
That's
important. That's important what you just said.
You know, they try to make out sometimes. They say, oh, a 23-year-old has died. It shows that it's not just people at risk. But then you find out this person is morbidly obese. And sugar, diabetes, is a major risk factor for it. And so,
Why is that?
Because sugar deactivates your own immune system. Eating carbs and sugar deactivates your own immune system. That's what autoimmune diseases are for. It causes cancer. It causes lung disease. It could be said that it causes every single disease, eating carbs and sugar.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
As well, of course, if you're not taking all the missing nutrients from your diet, that's vitamin D3,
selenium.
let's stick to the vitamins. Vitamin C, zinc, selenium, these are critical minerals that are missing out of the diets of many people. Funny enough, China's an interesting one because different parts of China, it's so big the country, well, it's a bit like the USA, but there's different parts of the country where they have a lot of, say, selenium and zinc in the soil, and nobody's been getting it there at all. The coronavirus is just interesting that different parts of China. Selenium is another interesting one because you had a big, you're in Florida now. I'm going back maybe 40 years ago. They had a big study on cancer with selenium, and they had something like 30,000 people. They gave half of them selenium and half a placebo. And then 20 years later, they monitored what had happened. And the people that had been taking the selenium had half the rates of cancer compared to the people that didn't. Now, that was based on an observation from China. There was an area of China where there was no cancer or hardly any cancer. And they wondered why. And they found that there was lots of selenium in the soil there. So there's two things. One is our diet. Sugar and carbs deactivate the immune system. If you also don't have a really rich diet of nutrients as well, or take supplements, then you are seriously at risk from coronavirus. I don't eat carbs and sugar. I take all the supplements
He's pointing for the radio audience. Behind him is a shelf of kind of array of all his different products. That's what he's pointing.
Because people are always saying, "What do you take?" Well, I go like that, and so. So at 74, where I'm supposed to be in the risk age group, I can run, jump, skip, somersault, do anything you want, because I don't do the things that put me at risk, because I want to live a long time, a very long time. That's how you do it.
What have you, from your research, what you've seen, obviously it hasn't been that long that we've been dealing with this. You mentioned selenium. Is that the most important thing? Is vitamin D the most? What's the most important? Or is it all of them?
No, all of them. You can't risk that. Because
zinc. So let's go over it. Zinc, selenium, vitamin D, vitamin C. What else?
Well, those are the absolute top of the list, actually. The rest, vitamin A and all the other things, they come along. But a lot of them you can get in your diet. But those, the minerals are physically not in your diet. And vitamin C is only in vegetables or fruits. And if you don't eat a lot of them, then you're just not getting enough.
What is the deal with the soil? You talk about these studies with soils and what's in the soil. I know in America in the 30s, the Senate was doing studies saying that our soils in our country is depleted. I mean, can you just eat normal and get the nutrients you want? I don't think you can anymore. What's your feeling?
Anybody that says it, any doctor that says it, is a fool or a liar. Oh. They cannot possibly get them. Even magnesium, which is my big thing.
Oh, magnesium. That's the other one I forgot. Magnesium.
Yeah. It's 60% down in the last 50 years. So when
in
I
the
was
soil? In the soil?
In the soil. In the soil. And wow. So if it's not in the soil, it's not in the food.
Right. Yeah, where are you going to get
it? Think about it. You have a certain amount of a mineral in a field, and you grow some crops, and then you cut the crops and take it away. And next year you grow some crops, cut them, and take them away. You're taking the magnesium out of the soil. Nobody's going to put it back in again.
How does calcium get back in the soil?
It doesn't.
So it takes a long time to replenish. I mean, it's got to.
No, it can't replenish. We have 118. The whole universe is made out of 118 elements. Magnesium, oxygen, zinc, whatever. And the whole universe is made out of those. When the Earth was made, the volcanoes blew up and all the rest of it, and put minerals all over the soil. Put minerals all over the planet. Then yeast started to grow and other things. And the yeast started to convert those into organic minerals. The organic minerals then started to create plants, and everything started to bloom. In a forest that's never been touched, the trees grow, the plants grow, they fall down eventually and go back into the soil.
So the nutrients stay in. So the nutrients stay in the soil.
So it's a cycle that works. But we don't do that. We cut the trees down, take it away, every year, and the last 20,000 years has seen the great, I mean, deserts didn't exist hardly 20,000 years ago. The whole of the Middle East had to be evacuated about 2,500 years ago because everything just failed. And it still fails now. The only reason why people can live in the Middle East is people grow food somewhere else and they go and sell it to them because they've got oil there. Otherwise, nobody could live in the Middle East. It's just a desert. The Gobi Desert was there's buildings there from, 10,000 years ago. And it was just a wondrous place. Now it's just a mess.
I never thought about what you just said about magnesium. Once you take it out of the soil, unless you're talking about a volcano blowing up or you're talking about trees going back unless you actually physically put it in there, it's not replenished. There's no way. It just makes perfect sense. Most of the, especially corporate farms, they just put, NPK, nitrogen, potassium,
yes,
and phosphorus in the.
Correct.
That's all they put. Why? Because it makes everything go green or what?
It just makes it grow, but there's no nutrients within that plant, or very few nutrients. I won't say there's never anything.
Right. Wow. I had that.
It's quite critical. I say this, you can imagine every day of my life to somebody, anybody that will listen, but we have to take supplements. I sound as though I'm selling supplements.
Well, you are.
I am selling supplements. If they don't buy them, they're going to get sick.
And if they don't buy them from you, they're going to get some inferior brand. They don't buy them from the power mall, something at Costco, which is going to hurt them anyway. They're not even, you're an advocate. Once you learn this, of course you sell vitamins. Of course you went out to make some of the best products on the market. Why wouldn't you? Once you know this, what are you supposed to do? Let people die? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, this is the same with magnesium. The magnesium we have is, it's from a seabed, which is about 5 miles down, an ancient seabed. And this is magnesium that was laid down in a sea, I should say.
I'm trying to give Robert some signals. There's the music. We'll finish that on the other side about the magnesium seabed and everything else. So good, Robert. It's good to see you finally once. I can actually see you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. I think we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thepowermall.com, of course, that's the place where all the great products. You want to change your life? You want to change your health destiny? You know, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free. It's God intention. That's really our mission here. That's what we want. That's what Joyce established all those years ago. We're continuing it. A little bit different, slightly different. But health is a big part of this. If you're not healthy, then you're not free. And your life sucks. I mean, let's be honest, in a large degree. I've had health problems in my life. It's one of the reasons why I gravitated to this type of information. I know what it means to be sick, and it's not fun. The great products from Robert Redfern. We support Robert Redfern because he supports us with these fantastic products. Astaxanthin, I think I'm pronouncing it right. We're going to talk about that. The Digestive Plus, the digestive capsules. I take those all the time. I love that product. It's very good to eat. The vitamin E, the Hyzorb Q10, the curcumin. There's a new formula, a new improved curcumin formula. We'll talk about that. We'll address that. The Sera enzyme, the Sera peptase, vitamin D3, lithium balance. Lithium Balance has done wonders for people, especially PTSD, especially veterans. If you're a veteran and for some reason you can't afford Lithium Balance, you got a problem, you got a situation, you let us know. We'll make sure that you get some of that into your hands. Alpha lipoic acid R, not the regular alpha lipoic acid, the R value, which is key. And of course, the Health Point machine, the acupuncture, needleless acupuncture machine is extremely impressive. Of course, Heart Drops and kidney support, CardioCom, all that. Some other new products that we'll talk about next hour. I want to address Uncle Kevin's joined us now. Kev, are you there?
I am. Another great day in America, Dan.
Absolutely.
We England, in honor of our guest.
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't you tell the story about curcumin and kind of what happened to you? These products change people's lives. That's why I love these products. That's why I'm so adamant about these. Go ahead, Kev.
Well, about 2 years ago, maybe 2.5 years ago, I'm not sure, but yeah, you were the one who turned me on to curcumin 4000. I said, try this. I have arthritis in certain joints and stuff like that. And he said, just try it. Maybe it will help you. So, you know, I took it for 3 or 4 months. And, yeah, it helped my joints and stuff like that. But one thing that I didn't notice, what did I carry around for about 10, 15 years, and you saw me with it constantly?
Your cough syrup, because you cough
syrup. Yeah, because I had bronchitis. I coughed all the time. And I'd carry, I'd drink about a bottle of cough medicine a day or something like that. And that, I didn't cough. Well, the cough slowly, I didn't pay any attention to it. The cough slowly went away while I was on that curcumin 4000. And I didn't pay any attention that curcumin might have been doing the trick. But, all of a sudden, I'm not taking cough medicine anymore. Don't cough. Haven't coughed in now, about a year and a half. The bronchitis has been gone. That stuff is just unbelievable. Great, great stuff.
Robert's sitting here. That story, I mean, you got to understand, my uncle would cough all the time. I mean, literally.
All the time.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
I couldn't go out of the house without my cough medicine. That's how bad my bronchitis was.
And I don't know if it's bronchitis or asthma. You had asthma as a child.
Yeah,
father, my grandfather, your father smoked.
He smoked. I breathed in all those years of secondhand smoke. So I don't know.
Anyway, it makes sense of what he just said there. He coughed and then he didn't cough.
We have people being given 6-12 months to live with lung disease, and they just clear it all up. It's as simple as that. You know, that's curcumin is just one of the things. The serrapeptase as well, and changing the diet, and the sugar and carbs and whatever. But they literally come back and say it's completely gone. It's completely cleared. But it's only just one of the things that, you know, the major things are liver support, joint support, cholesterol, cardiovascular. But there's other things such as cancer and Alzheimer's and, as I say, lung disease as well. So curcumin is just, it's beyond awesome. It's just, if you like, we used to call serrapeptase the miracle enzyme because when we first started giving it people and they just came back with these crazy stories, we just said it's a miracle, but
give us an example.
I mean, the main one was a guy called Mike Tawes, and he was a favorite of Joyce's because he used to come on with Joyce and tell his story. He was on 14 drugs. He had a serious problem and he didn't expect to live more than a month or so. He was trying to put his affairs in order. He just happened to hear of serrapeptase on the radio. So he contacted us. He had some serrapeptase. In fact, he called Joyce before I knew he was taking it. He had this amazing recovery, was off all the drugs with the permission of the doctors, the 14 drugs. He then called Joyce because he was actually listening to the Power Hour. I already knew Joyce because of the health point, but, she said, you won't believe this, but this guy is on I was actually in the studio there. This guy is on the phone now from the UK and told the story. But that's just typical of all the stories with the Sarah enzyme. It's part of it. And he then went on to curcumin and MaxiFocus, and he got his eyesight back because he couldn't even see hardly anything.
Whoa.
And he was able, you can see all this on his website, but he couldn't even see, the view. And when he went to the Lake District, some friends took him over there. He could see all the views. He had never seen them, actually, because he was born, actually, in the USA, Mike Tawes, because he had cerebral palsy. His mother couldn't look after him, so she took him up to Canada to be looked after there. a nurse from the UK took pity on him there and then took him back to the UK. It's a long story around. And of course, you know, so it's a circular route, actually. So Joyce made him famous, if you like, by telling the world about his amazing recovery with it.
Tell me, Kirkman, is it because cancer, because there's mold in your body and it's killing mold? Or
it's
I mean, explain
that. Well, this is a tougher one. Over half our body is made out of virus, bacteria, and fungus.
Mm.
We are only half you human. The rest of it is foreign bodies, if you like. But we live in harmony with this. You know, we look after each other. But if we eat carbs and sugar, then they go crazy in our body. And this is the problem, because if we're eating good nutrition with minerals, you know, we look after the bacteria, virus and fungus that live in our body, and they look after us. But if we make it go wrong, then the whole thing goes wrong. And that's,
if it gets
that's,
out of balance. So it gets out so of balance.
So curcumin helps to balance it. Doesn't resolve everything. We still have to change our diet. We still have to get some of the nutrients in. But it actually helps to balance the whole thing, as probiotics do, as digestive enzymes do. Those are the some of the important things that we do there. But that's how it works.
Now, the Jewish Passover, you know, once a year for a week, they get rid of all yeast out of their house. You know, I've been looking at that. And is that an effort to kind of clean out the mold and stuff in your body? Does it have that effect? Is that kind of why?
It does, but it's overrated. That, I mean, the best thing is a fast.
Just drinking
water. Yes, yeah.
For how long?
Even if you only do 2 days, you'll see a difference. But if you can do a week, you'll see a dramatic. The old story is you do 1 day a week, 2 days a month, and 7 days a year if you can manage it. And that will just change your life.
Actually, and if you're relatively healthy, you should be able to do that. Yes.
You know, I don't see why in fact, I tell people when they're really unhealthy to do it.
Yeah, then you really need to do it.
Then you really need to do it, yeah.
One of the things Joyce, when she was, I mean, Joyce was stubborn, in case you didn't know. Joyce is very stubborn, but she's also very convicted and very committed. When she was going back and forth with her health, I mean, there was one point where we thought Joyce was dead. I mean, dead. I mean, she would only listen to certain things. She would, what have you. At that point, one of the things she did was she decided to go on basically a water fast for about 20 days.
Yeah.
20 days. That's all she drank was water. I mean, maybe she had some, maybe just a little bit of something, but basically nothing.
Green juice, you know, juicing some vegetables
did look like 20 days. She was dead. I mean, she was all but dead. I mean, it was sad. It was hard to watch. I was going back and forth and seeing her, what have you. She went on this fast. I kid you not. It was like a new person. I saw her and then I came back and saw her and it was like, what happened? This is a miracle. What in the world just happened? You were on death's door. I mean, the Grim Reaper was hanging over your head. She fasted for these 20 days. Yeah. And then she was like, boom, like old Joyce. It was crazy. She would go back and forth like that. She just couldn't. There were certain, you know, I don't know. There's a lot going on. I don't want to get into all of that and the people around her and all that. But it's very difficult. But from that experience, I was totally, if I'm ever way sick, that's what I would do. I would do what Joyce did, because it was like night and day what happened to her.
Yeah, I'm sure that the Jewish thing was actually a fast for 7 days originally, but people complained to the rabbi, so they said, okay, well, we'll just make it yeast
or yeah, you know. Matzah bread or whatever, that the unleavened bread.
Yeah. But that's the deal. But no. You know, got cancer, been told you've only got a month or two to live, get on a water fast.
What else do you have to lose?
Yeah, with some salt in it, rock salt, not white salt, you know, the pink or brown salt in your glasses of water, and of course sodium bicarbonate. You've heard me say that. Oh,
baking soda. Yeah, I forgot you were the one that first told me about that. I've told so many people about that with heartburn and different things. They've had so much success. Talk about baking soda. How much do people take a day? Describe that one.
Just a third to a quarter teaspoon in 16-ounce glasses over the day of water. And I don't care whether it's kidney disease. I don't care whether you've got heart disease or cancer or whatever. You will build strength in your body very, very quickly to deal with the problem. I'm not saying it's the only thing, but if you have that, you should have that anyway, whether you're healthy or unhealthy, just to keep your body in perfect alkaline.
You mentioned a study earlier about selenium, and every time you come on, I want to highlight this. Every time you are on, I want to talk about this study. Selenium has been proven, if you take the right type of selenium, that your risk of death from cancer goes down. It's cut in half. Goes down 50%.
At least that.
That selenium.
Just one little, 200 micrograms they were taking. I take 400 to 600 a day.
And they were taking a third of that.
200 micrograms. And I don't think it was the organic selenium as we have, if you know what I mean. Because the organic selenium is if you remember when I said about minerals before at the start of the planet, you have minerals, 118 elements. They're in the soil. Then yeast came from somewhere, and they started digesting the minerals. And when
a
yeast
process,
or a plant,
so you could process them.
A yeast or a plant digests a mineral, it becomes an organic mineral, and that's what we should all have: organic minerals. We shouldn't have dirt, if you like. We should eat the plants that eat the dirt.
Do you know Dr. Llewellyn? He's from UK. Do you know him by any chance?
I'm a loner.
Well, he replicated that study with the selenium, and he did use a good source of selenium, and he found the same results. And there was actually a court case in the United States because somebody was putting that on the bottle. They should put that on every bottle. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you want to reduce your risk of death of cancer by more than half, then take the type of selenium that we have over here at the Power Mall. Take it every day.
The judges overruled the FDA. The FDA said, "No, we're not going to do it." And the judge said, "If you don't do it, I'll put you in jail."
Yes.
And so they absolutely was forced by the judges to put it on the bottle that may help prevent cancer, but the FDA don't agree with it.
Well, what do they agree with? They like aspartame and high fructose corn syrup. So, let's talk about, you mentioned during the break about soil and the Dust Bowl. From the 30s, you had the Dust Bowl, the big clouds that went to Washington. Explain that a little bit. Yeah, I know you had some information.
Well, the USA over the last few thousand years has had a few, critical times itself, if you know what I mean. I think it was probably forest fires, but I don't know. But, the trees got burnt down and there was lots of buffalo and bison around. So then the trees never got chance to grow back up. Now, soil comes from deciduous leaves. That's what it's made from. Nothing else. Obviously, it's made from yeast in the soil and microbes. But the actual, when the leaves fall to the ground, they rot and they build soil. In the UK, in this area where I am now, Cheshire, the soil's 30 foot deep in some places.
Wow.
But because for thousands of years, the area of the Great Plains, there had been no trees whatsoever, and the bison would eat the grass, and if the tree tried to grow, it just got eaten away, the shoots and whatever. And so the farmers then thought, this is, God's given us this land to just rape and pillage. So they started planting and do the same thing, plant, take it away. But it wasn't very deep, the soil, because for 1,000 years or so, there'd been no trees there to actually replenish the soil all the time. And so once the 6 inches of soil had gone, or the next time there was a massive shortage of rain in the area, and then the high winds came. It just blew the last 6 inches away, and it was all finished. And that's why you had this huge problem in the 30s in the Dust Bowl, the Grapes of Wrath, etc.
That's fascinating. I never thought about it that way. I grew up in Georgia, and there's trees everywhere. There's, you know, all kinds of trees, yeah. A lot of pine trees, what have you. Okay, I'll ask you about Georgia. Georgia is a lot of red clay. So where's that red clay coming from?
Well, that clay is just clay. It's just
there already.
It's just very fine minerals. That's part of the thing. But you've got the same problem now taking place right across the USA because there's not enough water for farming, so they're taking all the underground aquifers and they're running dry. And people are having to bore deeper and deeper to get more and more water, and it's just not happening. What they really should do is abandon farming there, use the last bit of water to plant trees. But they're not going to do it.
Let me ask you about iodine. I remember growing up, it was always iodized salt. The government mandates iodine and salt because we don't have iodine. Now they don't do that. People aren't getting iodine. We don't get it in the soil. I don't know if it ever was in the soil. They had to get it from the ocean or what have you. But iodine, how key is iodine?
It's just one of those critical minerals. Everybody knows it's critical for the thyroid, except doctors, of course. They say when you've got a thyroid problem, don't take iodine. What? but it's critical anyway, and you have to take it. It's not in soil, although I think they may have stopped it completely. But this is, when I was born in 1946, we were given vitamin D3 and vitamin C by the government to all the children for my first 7 years of life. I had free vitamin C and D3 from the government. And when that particular party got thrown out and another party came in, they stopped it because the pharmaceutical industry wanted to stop it. The very next year, the polio outbreak took place in the UK.
Wow.
And that was crazy.
That's fascinating. I mean, it's sad, but it's fascinating.
But you see, they don't want you to have supplements. They really don't want you to have good supplements. They don't want to know. As I said before, 50,000 people die every year from sepsis in the UK hospitals because they won't give them vitamin C intravenously. Why won't they give it to them? Because it's the floodgates. Once they start admitting that mostly you can fix
with supplements. Once you can use a supplement to fix a major problem.
Yeah. They know it's the end game for them, so they're fighting to stop it.
When people like you are on, I always like to bring this up to people. This is some of the most important health news that I have learned over my experience. Is, how can I phrase this? The illegitimacy of the medical industry, I'll say. I want to get your comment on that. I'm not trying to lead you into something, but just from my experience, what I've seen, even what you're saying today, such common sense things are repelled like the plague by the medical industry. I mean, common sense, your great grandmother knew this, just it's right there in front of you, like selenium or vitamin C. They reject out of hand and they actually fight to keep it suppressed. To me, that makes them lose legitimacy. They're illegitimate in so many ways to me. I don't know what your comment on that is.
But it's a criminal organization. They know all this. They absolutely know everything I'm saying, but they don't want anybody else to know because they have a multi-trillion industry, and they will fight tooth and nail to keep it.
Well, the
because it really shouldn't exist. A doctor should be a health practitioner. You should have two types of doctors, one that advises you how to get healthy, the other one puts your bones back together if you break them, and that's it. You used to have doctors like that. What's that doctor that used the what's-the-name diet, where he said you don't mix carbs and meat?
Atkinson?
No, no, I'm talking about 100 years ago.
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't
know. A famous doctor in the USA. But going back to doctors, about 400 years ago, a British doctor said that the reason why sailors are getting sick is because they haven't got vitamin C. And this was happening all over the world to sailors. And he said, and he gave them limes, hence the word limey comes from. And so the British Navy then became super powerful because they didn't actually tell anybody else. And that was the secret of the British Navy to became super powerful. But nobody else used it. Other doctors didn't use it. There was a Captain Scott that went to the Antarctic 100 years ago, just over 100 years ago, and his whole thing failed because he didn't take any vitamin C with them.
Didn't take any limes. We got about a minute or so. Yeah. Briefly tell us about, I can't even pronounce it right, the astaxanthin. Pronounce that for me.
Astaxanthin.
Yes. Why is that so critical? That's a new product.
Well, it's a carotenoid, you know, the same as lutein, zeaxanthin, and carotenoids are really critical for any condition.
And the curcumin also has fenugreek in it now.
Fenugreek. I've got a list in front of me on my screen here to tell you how many things it will help.
There's the music. We're going to do this again, Robert. It's a pleasure to talk to you. God bless you, my friend. Stay right
there.
Take
care.
Anyway. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Rowan on the other side. Dr. Robert Rowan. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.